There is a growing list of states where GOP-led legislatures have passed or introduced bills restricting access to abortion, even as happened last night in Alabama, one that is close to an outright ban of the procedure. Well, Michigan has now joined that cohort. Republicans in the State House and Senate passed bills banning an abortion procedure done in the second trimester. And that sets up a direct confrontation with our Democratic governor. Kathy Gray of the Detroit Free Press is here to explain. Kathy, what do these bills do?
Well, it criminalizes this particular abortion procedure, which is called dilation and evacuation, and makes it a felony if a doctor performs it. They could go to prison for up to 2 years. So this is something that has been introduced in a number of other states, and it passed on a straight party line vote yesterday in both the House and the Senate, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer has promised that she's going to veto it.
Now, I know from your story from the Free Press, you report that of the more than 26,000 abortions done in 2017 in Michigan, 1,777 were these D&E procedures. So we're talking about a small percentage of procedures.
Right. About 90% of the abortions in Michigan are done in the first trimester. So there's not a whole lot of second trimester abortions. There's a couple of different things. You can induce a woman to go into labor and deliver it that way, or you can do this procedure. And many doctors have said that this is a safe and medically necessary procedure for some women because it will preserve their fertility, whereas other methods might not and could put the woman at risk. You know, the other side will say that it is a gruesome and barbaric procedure that should be prohibited.
So those were, I'm sure, some impassioned arguments on both sides in the legislature as this was being debated.
Oh, boy, was there ever. A lot of personal stories being told of rape, of abortions, of failed abortions. So it was a very, very emotional debate. But it came down, as everyone thought it would, that all the Republicans supported the repeal or the prohibition of this procedure, and all the Democrats voted against it.
And Governor Whitmer weighed right in on Twitter saying, guess what, I'm going to veto this. So when that happens, what comes next? What can we expect from Right to Life?
Well, they are preparing for a ballot proposal. It's called a citizen-led legislative initiative, and they'll go out and gather 350,000 some signatures to put it before the legislature again. The legislature can vote on it. The vote will go down the same way, and it automatically goes into law. It does not go to the governor. So they can bypass the governor to get this into law. And they've done it four times before. Right to Life has by far been the most successful organization out there to get these types of things through the legislature and into law.
And I know that, as you reported in the Free Press, there's been four other anti-abortion bills introduced and six bills introduced by abortion rights supporters.
Right. The abortion rights supporters' bills would repeal Michigan's law that's on the books right now. That was passed in 1931 that makes abortion illegal in Michigan. Now, that law became null and void once Roe versus Wade was decided in 1973. But if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, which a lot of people think that all these bills that are being introduced and passed throughout the nation is geared towards getting the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on it, then the Michigan law would be the only law on the books. So the Democrats in the House and the Senate are introduced bills that would repeal that law. But the Republicans still have a majority in both the House and Senate, so don't expect a hearing or a vote on those bills.
Kathy Gray with the Detroit Free Press in the ongoing push and pull in Lansing over the abortion issue. Thank you so much for being with us, Kathy.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Since we talked with Kathy Gray, Right to Life Michigan has confirmed it has filed the paperwork today, beginning a petition drive to bypass Governor Whitmer's expected veto. The organization is calling its initiative, and I'm quoting, "Michigan values life and dismemberment abortions."